Welcome back to At Locked On Wizards. It is draft day. We will talk about what happened during draft night with the Washington Wizards. We will talk about their 15th pick. We're going to get into all of that. But first, guys, if you ever had any problems with the car, you should try Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. So, guys, the Washington Wizards definitely stole the show for the NBA draft. One of the biggest storylines for draft night was they did draft or they did trade Russell Westbrook to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, they don't think this trade can be official until the moratorium lifts in August. But they've agreed in principle and all the parts, and he will be sent to the Los Angeles Lakers for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma, and a couple of picks. Ed, were you surprised, man? Were you as shocked as me, or did you kind of see this coming?
Oh, I know you're excited since you're a Westbrook fan. I know you're ecstatic. I know all the Westbrook fans are happy. But yeah, I was surprised. Of course, Tommy Shepard, he kind of gave him that black cat when he said nobody requested a trade yesterday. He said that in the press conference. Kind of said he said the same thing with John Wall. So that was the black cat from Tommy Shepard right there. But yeah, I mean, we heard the rumors last week, and I didn't think it was going to happen, especially for Kuzma, KCP.
No.
Montrezl Harrell and a first round pick, which is actually not terrible if you think about it, because I'm hearing that we're gonna flip Harrell and Kuzma
Yeah.
for possibly for Spencer Dinwiddie. So we'll see if that is true, if that's gonna happen. But
Yeah.
Russ was great. Russ was great here. It was a one and done thing here. He broke the triple double record, so we got to see some good things out of Russ. We finished off the season 17-6 with Russ and Brad when they were actually healthy. So, but it is crazy. It's going to be interesting to see him play with LeBron. The fit is going to be interesting. They're going to be battling and fighting and scrapping for rebounds and assists. Who's going to get a triple double? So it's going to be really, really interesting to see the Lakers. But with Bradley Beal, when they first made the trade, I thought that Bradley Beal was going to be traded as well. But the team actually wants to build around Bradley Beal. They actually want to bring other guys in. We made numerous trades tonight. We traded back to pick 30. We got Corey Kispert. We'll talk about him a little bit later. But yeah, it was somewhat of a surprise. But then again, not a surprise. We saw LeBron recruiting Russ at that AAU game that you talked about last week. So it kind of isn't a surprise. But Tommy Shepard, he's pulling the trigger, man. He's making a lot of moves tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely trying to surround Bradley Beal with a ton of shooters, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think about it from that standpoint, and I think because what Wojnarowski tweeted or he tweeted out was, this was a move that the Wizards wanted to do so they can have some salary cap space and build around Bradley Beal. And to me, that makes sense. Why I said, well, maybe he technically didn't lie. No one requested a trade. But he's trying to build around the Wizard star. And that's something I said when Russell Westbrook first got traded to the Wizards, which is it's Bradley Beal's team. It's his. Russell Westbrook's coming in here. Look, he's a Hall of Famer. He's an elite player. So from that point standpoint, it makes sense that they get Spencer Dinwiddie. Then you've got Kispert, Dinwiddie, Bertans. Now all of a sudden you got a bunch of people who can shoot the ball. So it makes sense from that standpoint. They'll be, in my opinion, the Wizards will be, for lack of a better term, a better well-oiled machine to start, because you have Beal with a bunch of solid role players around him. There's going to be growing pains in LA because that's three dynamic players trying to fit on a team. That always takes time. I'm looking forward to seeing both. I'm looking forward to seeing Bradley Beal play with a bunch of shooters around him. I'm looking forward for Russell Westbrook in LA. I'm looking forward to both. It
Yeah,
made sense for both sides.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So a little nugget here is too that the trade, as part of the Westbrook trade, this is from Bobby Marks. He said Washington will create a $8.5 million trade exception, so that will create some cap space there for the Wizards. We haven't had cap space in a long time. KCP is a good shooter off the bench. I think he'll come off the bench for the Wizards, 41% from the 3-point line. Him and Bradley Beal are pretty good friends. Kuzma, like I said, I just don't think he fits here. Him and Rui, I think that's an interesting fit. Same thing with Montrezl Harrell. You know, we could use him. You know, we would have Thomas Bryant and Gafford, so it would be a lot of bigs. It would kind of be a little muffled in the paint there, but we'll see. If we can bring in Dinwiddie and there's cap space for possibly DeMar DeRozan now, then maybe the Wizards.
Now that makes sense. Yeah, right.
Now it does make a little bit more sense because Russ, Bill, and DeRozan, I didn't really like that fit.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, it's interesting. And we did get the Lakers 2 second-round picks as well. So we're not going to forget about that. But yeah, we definitely set the world on fire. We got the ball rolling with the trades.
Came in hot. Washington Wizards.
Right. But yeah, that's a quick recap of the Russ and the Wizards trade. We'll recap drafting Corey Kispert after a quick word from our sponsors.
All right, guys, now we're going to talk about the number 15 pick, Corey Kispert, Tommy Shepard surrounding Bradley Beal with yet another sniper. He's a little bit more athletic than what people think, give him credit for. He's a little bit better on defense than I would say people think he is. But nonetheless, he's a sniper from deep. I think he shot almost 46% from three last season, 40% in his career at Gonzaga. Reunited with Rui Hachimura. How are we feeling about Corey Kispert being selected to surround Bradley Beal?
Right, reunited, and it feels so good. I can't sing it all, so I'm not going to sing it. But it's good to see the Gonzaga guys back together. They said Rui was super, super excited when Corey Kispert got drafted. So, I mean, he's a good addition. We're just loading up on shooters. That's what we really need. We need 3 and D wings. So this was a perfect pick. Corey Kispert was not supposed to drop to 15. I think we got pretty lucky with that pick. You know, Duarte went to the Pacers at 13. Moses Moody went right before us, to the Warriors. So that would have been incredible if we could have got him. But this is an A-plus pick, in my opinion, Corey Kispert. The guy's a winner. He was the WCC Player of the Year this year, 2-time first-team All-WCC. Also was on the Academic All-American. He was the Academic All-American of the Year in 2021, their first-team All-American as well. So the guy can shoot. He can put the ball on the floor. They compare him to Joe Harris. Yes. I think he can do a little bit more than that. He's more athletic than what people give him credit for. I do remember him dunking in the UCLA game. He dunked on somebody. It was a pretty nasty dunk as well. So I think he fits really, really well with this roster. And he's a character guy. You know, this is somebody that Tommy Shepard is looking for. They said he did really well in his workout as well. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Corey Kispert to see what he can do in D.C.
I tend to agree. I think people put too much stock into athleticism. I think he's more athletic than people give him credit for, but I think people have like this assumed standard of an NBA player's athleticism. I think Corey Kispert is going to transition to the NBA just fine. I'm not really too worried about that. And what's great about him is, like you said, is he can put the ball on the floor and attack or close out. He can shoot it from very deep. He's going to extend the floor even longer, much like Bertans. Well, at least right. he usually does. He can extend the floor. When you have a guy that can extend that floor out to 30, 32 feet, it's just going to make it easier for Bradley Beal. I think he's going to work out with the Wizards. I think it's a great pick as well. When I saw that, man, when I saw that Moses Moody was still around at 12 and 13,
right.
I was like, But, and Trey Murphy was there. I think Trey Murphy went, a couple of picks after.
Yeah, he went to pick 17 with the Grizzlies. Alperen Sengun was at 16 with the Thunder.
Yeah. So, I think Corey Kispert's a great pick. I think it'll work out. It looks like do they have a point? Well, no. I think they got Aaron Holiday, right?
Trade for Aaron Holiday. We traded Isaiah Jackson, who I actually like. I like Isaiah Jackson, the big man. But we didn't really need another big. Like I said, we already got, you know, Gafford and Thomas Bryant. You know, I don't know if we're going to keep Thomas Bryant. Montrezl Harrell is on the roster right now. We don't know how long he's going to be on the roster. But, you know, I definitely think we do need some more guards. Aaron Holiday, he's a good backup point guard. He's the younger brother of Drew Holiday and the other Holiday, I think his name is Justin Holiday.
Justin Holiday, yep.
Yeah, so we got one of the Holiday brothers. So that probably means that Ish and Raul are not going to be coming back. I would probably bet on that. But you know, we'll see who we pick at pick 30. Pick 30 is actually coming up right now. We're still up. You know, it's pretty late. You know, JD, you know, he's definitely I'm tired.
I'm old. It's my bedtime.
Right. Yeah, yeah, so I'm just happy. I'm happy that Tommy didn't pick, you know, Usman Garuba and Josh. Well, Josh Giddey already got picked, but I'm happy we ended up with Corey Kisper. Corey Kisper hit 9 threes against Virginia in a game one time too. So the guy's just he's a lethal shooter. There's a quote from Tommy Shepherd from the press conference. I also said that Corey Kisper is very proficient on the defensive end. Someone who's a leader. He's very mature, and we think when you put teams together the way we see the future of the NBA, you'll see more threes than less. So that's what he's looking for. Tommy Shepherd also said that we think he's the best shooter in the draft. Yes. The shooting games between him, Bradley Beal, and Davis Bertans will be fun to watch. So is that another black cat for Davis Bertans?
Yeah. So we're keeping Davis is what you're saying.
I mean, that's what Tommy said. But, you know, Tommy, he'll say something and he'll ship you out of here real quick.
I think it's gonna work out. Here's the thing about Corey Kisper. I wasn't gonna say it, but he draws comparisons to Joe Harris, and then he draws comparisons for Doug McDermott. So here's my thing: I think he's better athletically and can do a little bit more off the dribble than Joe Harris. Mm. I also think he might be a little bit better of a defender than Joe Harris. And then I think that he's a better shooter than Doug McDermott. So it's one of those things. I think he's going to work out really well. I think he can do some of the things Doug McDermott could do. You know, Doug McDermott, when you really think about it, he was very good last season.
Yeah.
Putting the ball on the floor, shooting, getting to the basket, all of that. He's a lot like him, but he's an even better shooter with deeper range. So I think Corey Kisper is really going to work out.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about it. But yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about the 30th pick is actually coming up right now. So we're actually going to do that live while we're potting, which will be pretty cool. But before we get to that, this show is brought to you by Built Bar. My favorite flavor is cookies and cream. That's my favorite. I also like I like the double chocolate one as well. I think JD, you like the double chocolate one too. But if you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're missing out. There's coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, and German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Check out the macros, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasting, all healthy. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. The promo code is LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Locked On Wizards podcast, guys, for our final segment. The pick has just been said. It's just in. The Wizards at pick 31 pick Isaiah Todd from the G League Ignite. Guys, there has been plenty of articles that I know I've read about him. People were thinking he's still a draft. 6'10", 7'1", weak span. He can shoot a little bit. I think he shoots 36-37%. Are we excited about this? Another person, 36% isn't great, but, hey, he's someone who can hit it from downtown. Are we excited about this as well?
Yeah, I like it. It's a good pick. We did talk about him on our draft preview video. He did shoot 36% from the three, which is really solid, especially for a guy his size. He's like 6'10". He's from Baltimore, so that's great. He's a local guy. He worked out with the Wizards really early, averaged 12 points a game and 5 boards with the G League Ignite. He's a stretch four. He can catch and shoot. So, I mean, Tommy's getting more shooters for Bradley Beal. So this is a young guy that can come in and help. He might play with the Go-Go. I wouldn't be surprised if he played a couple games with the G League team, the Go-Go. I wouldn't be surprised. And that's not a terrible thing. So I don't know if he'll be able to provide immediate help, Okay. That's the only thing about him. But I'm interested to see him in the summer league. I think he can definitely help and space the floor. So we're definitely, you know, Tommy's he's being smart. He's trying to get shooters around. And, you know, I think he wants Denny to handle the ball more. You know, yes. I think this is big too, because he doesn't want to get another guy that can't really shoot the three, because Denny's strength is not shooting the three. And Rui's getting better at the three. But to create that spacing, you know, so Denny can create and play make and kick it out to guys like Isaiah Todd. He can kick it out to Corey Kispert. He can kick it out to Rui. He can kick it out to Bradley Beal, or, you know, possibly Spencer Dinwiddie. So I think this really helps. I think this actually does show that they're trying to develop the young guys and get shooters around them instead of getting other guys that will clog up the paint and that can't really shoot. So this is a solid pickup. I like Isaiah Todd. He has a post-up game. He has some turnaround shots that he can hit too, and he's a shot blocker too.
Yes.
So I think this is a solid pickup in my opinion.
Yeah, he does provide shot blocking, 7'1" wingspan. So he's got to be able to use it, which I think that he'll be okay with that. That's the thing about Thomas Bryant is I hear all the time, like, I just don't understand, man, no, Thomas Bryant, and he's so tall. And I'm like, yeah, he's tall, but he doesn't quite understand how to use any of his length, and his lower body strength isn't the best. Mm-hmm. That's why Thomas Bryant struggles in the post and things like he can never guard and beat, not now. Yeah. I think that that's a good pickup as well. And again, as long as them being able to shoot as well, like, they're trying to get people who can contribute on defense. The Wizards have too many one-dimensional players. That's what was a problem was in the previous season. They're trying to get players who can do a little bit of both, so you don't have a player out there that just – Davis Bertans just does one thing.
Right.
So, you know, they're trying to get people in there that can do more than one thing. I like it. And I'm a Westbrook fan, and I'm saying that this is good for the Wizards. Mm-hmm. You know, fill them with shooters, make some trades. Maybe you get Spencer Dinwiddie. You've got a veteran in Bradley Beal. You got Aaron Holiday. I guess, like you said, do you bring in another point guard outside of Aaron Holiday? Are you rolling with Aaron Holiday? And maybe getting Cassius Winston, or rolling with Aaron Holiday, Cassius Winston, and Denny. I would assume they're going to try and get another point guard. But as far as shooters, Tommy Shepard has made it very clear we're going to be able to shoot from the outside.
Yeah, and I love it. I love it. It was one of our struggles. Defense was one of our struggles too. And Wes Unseld, hopefully he can get these guys up to shape and defending. So I like these moves. Crazy night with Russell Westbrook being traded, and almost forgot that we talked about Moses Moody earlier. It was funny. Kendrick Perkins, he botched saying Moses Moody's name. It was so funny. I don't know if you heard it, but he just struggled saying his name. So that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I mean, I give this night, you know, if I had to give it a grade, I don't like to grade stuff, but I think we made some good moves. I think I liked everything that they did. I do, you know, maybe trading that pick. I don't know. I guess it was good because they got a backup point guard in Aaron Holiday. But there were some point guards there available, you know, Jared Butler and Sharif Cooper and Bones Highland. So I guess that's the only critique I can really give. I do like Cameron Thomas. They didn't pick him up. And Josh Christopher, I did like him too. So those are the only, you know, I guess knocks I can give the pick. But I think it's a solid pick with Isaiah Todd. I like it a lot. I think the Wizards – did a heck of a job. I think Tommy Shepard definitely deserves a pat on the back tonight.
I definitely agree. Corey Kispert, Isaiah Todd, Aaron Holiday, all in one night's work. Tommy Shepard's clock started when he traded John Wall. Basically, he's turned John Wall into Corey Kispert, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I'm sorry, not Corey. Isaiah Todd and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, whoever he's going to trade Kyle Kuzma for, and some picks. So, If you want to go back to the beginning, that's what he's turned John Wall into, and it still remains to be seen what he gets for Kuzma. So his clock started then, and he's trying to make the best of it. And he also hired Wes Unseld Jr. and drafted Rui Hachimura and Denny Avdija. So he's off to a pretty good start, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the prettiest names, but we can see the direction. We can see where it's going. They're building around Bradley Beal. He's buying in. And we're ready to go. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We'll see what moves we make in free agency. I can't wait for that too.
Yeah, yes. Definitely looking forward to that, guys. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. It's late. We want to make sure we did this podcast right after the draft. We did the last pick live. We're going to get it up out of here. We appreciate you guys so much for watching Locked On Wizards podcast. But guys, do you like to bet? Locked On Bets updated. Betting on the league doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Guys, we appreciate you. You guys know where you can find me. JD Jackson, Russell Russell gets a chip at Always and Forever Art, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. And I'll let my guy Ed plug, and we'll get on up out of here.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Twitter at EDTOOFLATT. And then also on YouTube at Ed Oliver Washington Football Team or Ed Oliver Wizards. That's where you can find me, guys. You guys have a good one. Peace.
Peace.